B-Pod Studios.
From Concord to Hickory, it's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
So, we got this email from our production department, and evidently, I love it when I find out there's so much more that goes on here that I'm unaware of. We have a whole website called AdvertiseInCharlotte.com, which I never knew existed. And it's we have our sales team, and they're called the AdvertiseInCharlotte.com sales team. So we evidently are going to have some phone line where people call in to speak to the AdvertisingInCharlotte.com sales team. And when they be placed on hold, we got to have some form of hold music. Now, instead of doing the cheesy piano music, you know, the boring, you know, crap like this.
Yeah.
You know, hi, welcome to Beasley Media Group's AdvertisingCharlotte.com sales team. Please hold.
We also got the holiday stuff for you.
Yeah. Well, we decided to put a little personality behind it. We were told we were able to ad-lib, quote-unquote.
So producer Nicole said, hey, during commercial, why don't you cut the on-hold message and then send it off to production? And, of course, we took it in a different direction.
This is what the production department wanted us to say. Hey, it's the Manny, Roy, and the Wren show from Kiss 95.1. We look forward to hearing from your business. We look forward to hearing your business on the radio. A member of our AdvertisingCharlotte.com team will pick up at any second.
And here's what we did.
Hey, you. I didn't know you were there.
It's the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Morning Show from Kiss 95.1.
And we look forward to hearing your business on the radio.
A member of our AdvertisingCharlotte.com team will pick up the phone any second now. Like, it could happen right now. No, I didn't get cut off and because they picked up the phone. They still haven't picked up yet.
We have an AdvertisingCharlotte.com team?
We do.
Where do they hide these people?
I don't know. Hopefully they find a phone soon and pick this up.
I think everyone's in the basement.
We have a basement?
I've never noticed this door before.
Oh, my gosh. This is the basement.
All right, guys, close the door, Lorraine. I'll be scared.
Oh, sorry.
No, we're back live. Now, mind you, this is an on-hold message.
It's turned into a whole skit.
So you called to advertise, and while you're waiting, you get this.
All right, follow me. Somebody put their iPhone light on. Okay. It's dark in here.
I got it.
Oh, there's so many cobwebs. Oh. Does the AdvertisingCharlotte.com team ever clean the hallway?
I didn't even know that there was a basement down here.
Just keep going.
Oh, look at that. Look at all these people.
Wow, you guys do exist. By the way, someone's on hold. Come back upstairs with me and answer the phone.
It's really important that you guys pick up their phone call. They want to advertise on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show. Good to see everyone. Bye.
All we do is cheer. All right, let's walk back up the steps.
We're going the wrong way.
Which way is this now?
This is the wrong hallway.
How do you know?
Well, now we're lost. This is so great. There's nothing funny about this.
Hopefully someone picks up this phone so we can stop this ridiculous thing. Thanks for choosing to advertise with Manny, Roy, and the Wren.
Oh, believe me. They probably hung up a long time ago.
We'll take our Marconi.
Ta-da!
Could you imagine if that is a hold message?
People would be like, what am I listening to right now? But that's the nonsense that goes on in the studio between commercials. Like, sometimes there's a whole skit that breaks out in here.
Nonsense?
That's
wonderful
good.
Production.
Let me tell you something. If I caught a company and that was the on hold, I would be happy. I would be satisfied. I would want to stay on hold.
Are you going
to
send that producer, Nicole?
I have no words.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, your quarantine buddies. Kiss 95.1.
You have some issues going on. You brought to our attention.
That's to say the least.
You're insecure about your white beard. So we sent an intern out to go get one of those box dye sets.
Where is that box, by the way?
It's over here.
So we thought it'd be fun to dye your beard on the radio.
Well, Lorraine brought it up. I didn't even really think about this, but this could be like a cool thing. Like if you dye it once and then it just grows that color.
No. Is that how it works?
No.
That is not how dye works. Oh. Why do you think, like, women go to get their, and guys too, go to get their hair done, like, every 6 weeks? It's going to eventually grow out, and you're going to be able to see your natural hair color.
It looks like a Brussels sprout. You know how the Brussels sprout's got the white and then the green on the top?
Yeah.
All right.
I also hope you have, like, a client meeting later today.
I don't.
You look like a crazy.
Thank God I had that yesterday.
We got a normal color. It's supposed to be medium brown.
It is?
Yeah, but because you're... beard is gray. I'm not so sure how it will take the color. Like, some people's hair takes it better than others.
All right,
so let me tell you.
Just for men, mustache and beard coloring.
She squirted these colors out of this tube. They look like paint. And then she mixed it together with this comb-looking thing.
And she's wearing gloves.
And she's wearing gloves because it could dye her. And it looks like
mud
or like oatmeal or puke. It's a weird-looking color.
Try not to get my skin.
Okay.
I mean,
like,
it's try
and just
brush.
Get my beard area.
Okay, well, we're not supposed to rub it in. So
the Raina right now is applying the brush to his face.
Ah, not so hard.
Dude, that's the brush.
I try not to get my MRL sweatshirt either.
Well, you probably should.
How's it look so far?
I mean, it looks like mustard on your face.
So the way it's set up, the cameras can see you, but I can't. I cannot wait for you to look at me. Okay, okay.
What do you mean, okay, okay?
All right,
stop. Hold on. No, you can't stop.
That's the
What? What's the oops about?
Just keep going, Lorraine. Okay. Just keep going. You won't know. All right, she's still applying the brush to the...
It smells, y'all.
Yeah,
left side.
Cold.
Left side of the face.
You got a lot more hair than I thought you did, too.
All right, take it easy. Don't go down the
I'm
the
not
going
to go down the neck. You're going to have to shave that. Turn your face, though. Okay.
All right, she's applying the other side of the face.
How's it look?
It looks good. How far do I go up, though, on this? Like, do I go to his sideburns?
You got to just get rid of all the grays. Wherever there's a gray, get rid of it.
Bite.
Then I got to go into his hair.
Do I need to take my headphones?
No, you're good.
She's still applying it.
Oh, Lorraine, you got a good second job.
Well, let's wait and see what the results are before you go giving me a second
Should it
career.
Be burning? Let me see if that's on the box.
And one of the side effects could be burning. I mean, you're putting chemicals on your face.
It contains ingredients which may cause skin irritation on certain individuals.
I can believe it.
A preliminary 48-hour skin allergy test.
Don't use on gingers.
Do not use on the radio. Keep out of reach of children. That's us.
Yeah.
Right now, applying to the goatee.
Yo, it says to perform a 48-hour skin allergy test.
Well, it's too late for that now, Manny.
All
don't
right.
eat it, by the way. I know I'm going up to your lip, but don't eat it. Can't be good if you ingest it.
How's it look?
I gotta tell y'all. It's really strange looking at you with a bunch of color on your face.
Hi, the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Hi, I called earlier. My name is Alan.
Alan again.
You know what I was going to tell you? The only thing worse than a guy your age doing that is for the 2 weeks after you do it, you're going to look for the affirmation. You're going to think everybody thinks that you look so different. Well, people probably don't think you look bad. It's probably just you and your kids teasing you.
I will say, Alan, that's exactly what I was telling Amy before. I was like, I never really noticed your white beard until you...
Oh, I missed a spot. Like, I missed a big spot. Hold on.
Shut up, Roy. What are you laughing at?
Your face is what I'm laughing at.
Is it bad?
It does look like it's cutting your skin.
Oh, it does?
A little bit.
Oh, no. Well, stop putting it on.
No, you mean it.
She went heavy.
Oh, no, she did.
Radio, where social distancing started. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
You know, I was going through the Whisper app. The Whisper's so cool. All these people put their confessions and secrets out there. And there are some crazy ways people have been dumped.
You know, I got dumped quite a bit. I was dating this girl for about 3 months, 2 months maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were exclusive with each other. And I took her to a family get together. And she told me that her aunt was sick and she had to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
And she ended up ghosting me. Like, I never heard from her again. And we were solid. Makeout sessions.
Whoa.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Here are some of the crazy ways people have been dumped. I left the divorce papers on the kitchen table and took my stuff. My wife thought we were robbed. She called me frantically until I told her to look at the papers on the table.
That is savage.
I feel bad for her. She's like, oh my God, we've been robbed.
It's like, no, it's worse.
See here. I jumped my ex at my sister's wedding, which was 6 hours out of town. I probably did that the wrong way. Yeah, you don't have to dump and then drive 6 hours back.
Can we find someone who broke up while on vacation?
It's awful.
That would suck.
She cheated on me. So in the middle of the night, I discreetly packed her things, put them outside, and woke her up telling her that there's an emergency. The second she walked outside, I locked the door.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Get a walk-in.
Wow. Super savage.
Oh, man.
You know, my friend Mark sent me a text message, and he brings up a good point based on my story. He goes, wait, I can't believe someone met your family and then wanted to leave you. That's a good point. We're like the Addams Family. Very strange.
Let's talk with Chelsea in Statesville.
So this isn't my story. It's my friend's story. But her and her boyfriend went to Australia for vacation. And she woke up the next day, and he had flew back home and left her there.
Left her in Australia, in another country?
Yes. She woke up, and she was all by herself. And I guess he had, like, left her, like, a handwritten note that was kind of like, sorry, enjoy your trip, and then left. So she went scuba diving and did everything by herself and had a great time.
Good for her.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't do me any favors.
Right.
How long did she stay after he came back here?
I think however long their trip was originally planned, so I think it was just like a few days after, but she didn't know anybody or anything, so.
Good on you, mate.
That is totally okay with me. Do you know the first thing I'm doing if I get dumped in Australia? I'm going to find the Hemsworth boys. Those Aussies
Thank
are
Thank you for
hot.
Sharing, Chelsea.
Yaz in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi, Yaz. What's the crazy way you got dumped?
Me and the guy, we used to meet at a coffee shop, in my hometown where we grew up, and he just stopped meeting me there, and whenever I went to order my coffee, like, I was just thinking it was a normal meeting like we meet in the morning.
Sure.
And they just gave me a napkin where he had wrote that he couldn't see me anymore.
He wrote the breakup note on a napkin and wasn't even there?
No, he didn't stick around, and I never seen him again. Oh, my gosh. So I found out later, and then he didn't come back to school. Like, I found out, like, him and his family moved to Ohio.
Mm.
So I don't know if that was a part of it or what.
But how long had you dated him at that point?
Oh, it was, like, a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sucks. Left on a note. Thanks, Yaz.
Wake up. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We don't know why, Lauren, but people send us emails and direct messages to @TheMRLShow asking for unqualified advice from Roy.
Yep.
And we got one today.
How can I help?
All right. I know is she was dying laughing yesterday reading this.
It's awesome. It really is awesome. So this guy has a crush on someone, and he writes it. He uses his name, but we'll change it to Brad. Okay. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm emailing you this morning because I think I have a new crush.
Mm. That's good.
I was at a friend's family function.
Okay.
And I ended up sitting with his incredibly hot grandmother.
Whoa.
She's 67.
Okay.
I'm 22. And I know it sounds crazy, but we had the most amazing conversation.
Wow.
I'm afraid that my friend will be upset with me and that my other friends will judge me if I make a move on this. I can't help but be crushing on her. Should I tell her and my friend? What should I do?
Oh, boy. Listen, man. Screw what people think. Date the granny. Take her out.
Will you do me a favor, Sonny, and hold my dentures for me while I eat this shake?
Hey, he said she's incredibly hot.
She has, yeah, I mean.
I've seen some grandmas that are pretty hot.
Lorraine,
Your mom's a grandma.
My mom's a really young grandma, though.
Right, but still she's
not 67.
And she's hot. But still, there can be hot 67-year-olds.
Of course there can. I hate to say, like, your friends are going to judge you, but they're going to judge you, man.
They're going
to
judge how much Jell-O you have.
Every ageist joke ever. All right, hold on a second, Lloyd. Think about this for a minute.
Move furniture.
Yeah. Well, I hope there could be corn.
Do you think we can hear from one person who dated someone who was a grandma? Like, if you were some, or a grandpa, if you were someone who was in your 20s and you dated some, how old was he?
He's 22. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out the age difference right now.
704.
Oh my gosh, there's a 45-year age difference.
That's nothing.
704-570-9595. If you were in your 20s and you dated someone who was a grandparent, help Roy out in trying to decide some unqualified advice here.
Joke. This is Virginia in Charlotte. Virginia, are you a grandparent?
I am.
Okay, and have you ever dated someone that's 45 years younger?
Not 45, but 20 years younger than me. I'm 48, and I was dating a 25-year-old.
Well, that's not that bad.
It's not, but I was going to comment and say that unless the outcome is going to be they're planning the future together, I don't think that he should do it for the simple fact a lot of people can get hurt in that situation.
Yeah. That's true.
That is true.
That's true. I mean, are you married now?
No, I'm not.
And what's the youngest you would date right now?
I don't know. Everybody calls me a cougar. I've always dated younger than me. But I think I'm going to try to date around my age now.
Really?
Okay. Oh, you're going to feel like you're babysitting. Don't do it.
I know, right?
Thanks, Virginia. A lot of text messages coming in, Roy. 828 says, my dad is 49 and dated a 20-year-old. He has 3 grandkids, and she had a 4-year-old. I'm 23, and I'm his youngest.
I want to hear from someone like in the 70s dating a 20-year-old. That's what I want to hear from.
I don't think we're going to find it, buddy.
This person's almost 70, the 67. Which, don't get me wrong, I know plenty of people 67. They look phenomenal.
Right.
They take good care of themselves, and I understand what this guy's going through. Now, what Virginia says is very true. Let's think long term here. There's not that many years.
There's no future. She's not going to have kids.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing?
Maybe they just want to move furniture.
That's what you keep saying, but is that what it's about?
I don't know if he's that attracted to her, and he's only really had one conversation with her, quite honestly.
And is that going to make his friend feel better? Like, hey, don't worry about it. There's nothing long term here. We're just going to move a lot of furniture.
Yeah, no, that doesn't. You're right. It does make you feel better.
But call me Papa.
I just remember, like, because my dad was like 24 years, or I'm sorry, 42 years old when he started dating my mom. And he had a daughter that was close to my mom's age. And, like, that whole dynamic was so strange for their family. Yeah. You know? So. Okay.
All right. I still stick to my advice of you should still have fun.
Yeah. All right. Roy says go for it, dude.
Somebody said if she looks like J-Lo, she's 50.
Right? See what I'm saying? You can look hot at 70.
From Salisbury to Lincolnton, this is the number one morning show on your radio. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. And all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
Here's Tyler. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for dropping us the DM. Tell everyone what's going on with your girlfriend.
All right, so found out recently my girlfriend is wearing her ex's ring.
What kind of a ring?
She's wearing a promise ring from him.
So the promise ring was to promise to get married?
Yeah, or to promise, you know, be an abstinent or something. Like, this is new information to me. It's not normal, right? I'm not crazy for thinking wearing this promise ring for someone you're no longer with is strange, especially if you're with a new boyfriend. I kind of embarrassed myself a little bit by asking that. I was like, did he die? She said, no, he's alive. He's in the Middle East. So just trying to support the troops. And, you know, part of me wants to ask her to remove it, but I'm afraid she's going to say, oh, do you not support the troops? And I'm like, no.
You can support the troops in other ways.
Yeah, I support him as a troop. I just don't support him as a man, if that makes any sense. It's your former man.
I was going to say, I would almost be better with the fact that, you know, she wasn't trying to support him. She just really liked the ring and it doesn't have any emotional connection. Like, that would make me more comfortable than saying, like, oh, I still have that connection with him.
It's one of those things where it's not even the prettiest of rings, you know? It's kind of bland. It's just sort of there. And she says she wears it specifically for the emotional attachment. And I don't know. Am I out of line for asking her to take it off?
Why don't you offer to buy her one?
A replacement.
Yeah.
The part of me is also wondering, you know, because this is still a newer relationship, is that too forward of me to say, hey, get rid of your ex's promise ring. Here's my own promise ring. Because, look, I like her a lot, but I'm not at that point now where I'm like, here's a promise ring. I promise to marry you someday.
But how long ago did he leave for the military that he gave her this promise ring? Do we know?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. You know, I didn't go into all the specifics, but, you know, we're in our mid-20s right now. So a progress ring does seem like something that you get in high school. So I don't know if she's been wearing this for, you know, 10 years or for 3 years. I don't know. But should I... Am I allowed to ask her these sort of questions?
Yeah, well, of course you are.
Will that be unpatriotic of me?
No.
No. No.
Online 10 is Lisa, Roy, in Gastonia.
Hey, Lisa.
Well, my opinion is if she's still wearing a promise ring to a guy that's not even here, I appreciate her support in the troops, but I feel like it's still an emotional connection that she's not cut ties with this guy. She still has some kind of unresolved issues. If she's not willing to take it off, then she's not willing to move forward with a new relationship.
Yeah, kind of feel the same way. And how long have you been dating Tyler?
2-3 months. So it's still really new.
Yeah.
Lisa, bottom line, what's your...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tyler, do.
So does he really know her that well enough to say, hey, take it off? I mean, is the relationship that close? If he feels like it is, he should be able to ask her if they're that open in the relationship. And if she's not willing, I'd cut it loose because she's not ready to move on.
Yeah, I think we all kind of feel the same way. Thanks, Lisa. Have a great day. Tyler, that's the answer, bud. You're not supporting the troops by asking her to take it off, but you are in a new relationship. Good luck.
Thanks, everybody.
What are you going to do?
I think, because I'm not the type of guy to demand that she take it off, but I do at least think I'll ask her, you know, bluntly, hey, do you still have feelings for the guy? Is it a situation where when he comes back, are you going to get back together? Because if this is just a temporary thing, I'm cool with that. I just need to adjust my expectations. I just want to know that, you know, if we get feelings, to not expect anything once he comes home.
All right, Tyler, keep us posted. I want you to call us back as soon as you make this next step and figure it out, okay?
Will do.
All right.
All right. Yeah, thank you for joining the Maine and Roy the Ram Morning Show. That was Tyler.
Hey, top of the morning to you. Woo! It's the Maine, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1.
I got an email from my apartment manager, and I not only got a lease violation, which is pretty bad in itself, but I got a $200 fine.
Good God.
Because my dog. So I rented out the clubhouse, which means I paid money to reserve the clubhouse. And my apartment typically in the common areas has like a leash policy. But I assumed, which I shouldn't have, that if I rented out the clubhouse and only me and my guests could be there, I was allowed to have no leash. So that's the first issue. And there was one incident that I remember that she got away from us. And evidently, that's when all hell broke loose.
It only takes a minute.
So according to the email from my apartment manager, that she went not only to the lobby, to the front door, but she pooped in the front door. And then a guest, a resident, stepped on the poop. trashy.
Poor thing. Went to the front door, did the right thing, and just couldn't hold it anymore.
Oh, this nice apartment building. How trashy. I love it. And evidently, the concierge, we have a 24-hour person who sits at the front desk to let people in and accept packages. And evidently, that person had to clean up my dog's poop.
Okay.
But here's a couple of my things with it. Number one, I was just down the hall. If I was breaking rules, somebody could have easily came down and was like, hey, number one, your dog just pooped and you got to go clean it. Number two, you're breaking the rules.
How did they know it was you? Because a lot of people use that entranceway to walk their dogs.
Well, they say they have camera footage. I haven't witnessed the camera footage because I wanted them just to email it to me so I can blog about it. But the last thing I want to do is go to the Ashton's lobby and sit there and watch the footage with someone else. I think that's going to be really uncomfortable.
Oh, that's so good.
But they say they have footage.
You should go watch the video. Clearly it's you. Clearly it's the dog. And be like,
that's not me.
I'm just not seeing what you see.
Prove it. I know my rights.
I mean, it's just not matching. And I want to believe you.
Okay, but hold on a second. When you rent this this place out and you spend $200 to rent the room out, I assume that part of that goes to cleaning.
I don't think it goes to cleaning your dog's poop.
That a resident stepped in and drug all over the downstairs lobby.
Just saying. You rented the space. I'm sure there's some money in there allocated to cleaning. Just put it towards the dog's poop.
Well, I see the other, you know, listen, my dog did it. My dog was off the leash. I really didn't know that she was off the leash. And if she was off the leash in the lobby, it was just for a moment. But my thing is that not only do I get a lease violation, but then I get, like, they can charge anywhere between, like, $50 to $500, and they chose $200.
Yeah. So
talk about it. And I've never had a lease violation. I'm a good resident.
Let's do a quick round of how much did your dog cost you. Right now, $200 is on the board.
Let's talk with Joe and Charlotte. Joe, how much did your dog cost you?
$750.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. A teething puppy decided to chew up all the baseboards in my apartment. I looked at it as like paint damage. And 2 weeks after we ended our lease and moved out, I got a letter in the mail. And yeah, they were like, we had to replace all the boards, most of the, you know, carpet, because some of the carpet was tore up. But yeah, $750.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Joe.
Lauren in Monroe, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rain Show. What's your dog cost you?
$1,500 and some change. We were out of town, and my dog has anxiety and has done this before in my home. So we take a crate with us, and when we get back to the hotel, my five-year-old unhooked his kennel and didn't close it back up. And when we got back to the hotel, he had tore holes all in their couch and the mattress, a big hole in the center of the mattress.
And it's hard to be mad at your five-year-old because she was just trying to be sweet, right?
Right. Yeah. So I couldn't get mad at her or the dog.
Yeah.
But they did. They charged my card after I checked out. I had told them what had happened. And after I checked out, they didn't even tell me how much it was going to be. And the next thing I know, they had charged my card
$1,500. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Lauren.
Wow. Can I get an itemized receipt, please?
Right.
Waking up at 6 a.m. is like double tapping a photo you didn't mean to on IG.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
In On Purpose Light, MRL Mornings, Kiss 95.1.
Did you send or receive a spicy text message by accident?
Do you guys remember when I told you guys one of my friends got a incredibly spicy text message? And it was not meant for her, but whoever, it was one of her clients that sent it to her. And it was like,
very detailed.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to even say some of it back, but basically he was like, you were the Energizer Bunny last night. Like, whoa. I'm so impressed with you. Like all these things. And I guess the girl that he had cheated on his wife with had the same name as this person and received this text message. And she was like, I don't even know what to do with it, y'all.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She not only got something inappropriate and weird, but she uncovered cheating.
Right.
That's even weirder. Let's talk with Stacy in Mooresville. Hey, Stacy.
I was in New Orleans with my husband, and after a full day of drinking, come to find out he was having an affair with a coworker, and was supposed to be texting her, and we were back in the hotel room, and the text message came to me.
Oh.
And you were with him.
Yes.
Wrap your head around that.
Too much longer after that.
No, not at all.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so out of town on a, you know, husband and wife trip.
Yeah,
and
so what'd you immediately do? Did you say, hey, what's this? What happened?
I actually was out on the patio. Our hotel was overlooking, you know, the main strip there, and he was smoking a cigar, and I'm just like, wrong woman. And he was like, what? And I'm just like, I see this text message, and obviously I'm here with you. So what you're sending clearly is not meant for me.
Oh my gosh.
So
how did he try to back out of that one?
I think he gave new meaning to your headlights look. It was just for the last probably 24 hours before we flew back home and went our separate ways was a long 24 hours, that's for sure.
So y'all stayed together in the same hotel room for the next 24 hours?
I went out and about and, you know, did the, you know, sightseeing, bar hopping, and
yeah,
getting even.
I don't think it's
16, you found out. Well, I didn't get either.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, kind of crazy, huh?
Shocking story, Stacey. You handled it completely different than Kara on War of the Roses, who was kind of sure something was weird, but wasn't 100% sure something was weird. You knew from the minute you got it that it wasn't for you.
Oh,
yeah. Definitely. All right. Thanks, Stacey.
100%, I would have canceled his flight home.
Wow.
100%.
Really?
100%.
Gosh.
Wait, hold on. 100%?
I'm savage.
Are you sure you would have done that?
110%.
This is Sarah in Charlotte. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hello. So tell us what happened. Did you send or get a spicy text?
Well, it was sent to the wrong person. My boyfriend and I had just been starting a date for like 6 months, and he went to send me a text saying thank you for the morning delight, and he sent it to my mother instead.
Oh.
Gosh, that's embarrassing.
Your mom probably thought it was like a new dessert. Be like, I didn't make you any desserts.
Did she respond?
She said, well, it could have been that good because I didn't feel a thing.
Sarah. When people were sassy. Did you see this text message? I got a spicy text message that was meant for my father's mistress.
Oh, wow.
That's a whole other layer because then it's your dad.
Yeah.
I know.
By the way, I would be so bad at sending spicy text messages. I don't know if I could do it. I'd be like, you did good.
How about this one?
Yeah. I've got nothing sexual. I don't know how to do
that.
You did good. You did good, kid. This one from area code 252 text message came in, Roy. It's not a spicy one, but it's still funny. It was a text that her mom accidentally sent to her, but it was meant to be sent to her sister.
Okay.
And it said she couldn't wait for me, my husband, and my son to move out of their house.
Oh,
that awkward.
I think we'll just pack up and we'll just get out.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. And Manny, Roy, and Loren in the morning. Kiss 95.1.
So I saw this news article, and I would be so upset if this happened at my wedding. There's a woman in Texas that authorities are looking for because she is the official wedding crasher of Texas. Hmm. Not only is she crashing these weddings, but she's doing it for a reason. She's stealing the bride and groom's gifts.
Oh.
So, you know, there's like a present table or a money drop where it goes into like kind of a box looking thing.
Yeah.
She is making off with people's gifts.
Wow.
So the authorities are now offering a $4,000 cash reward for people to help them find her. She's stolen gift cards and she's been seen using them in public. She's even been caught on surveillance.
Oh, yeah. So they have a picture of her?
Yep. They know what she looks like. But they just can't catch her. So now they're asking the public to start posting pictures of her when they see her.
You know, that would require a lot of kind of tracking down. Because think about it like this. If you drop off a present at the wedding, you wouldn't be following up with the bride and groom on, hey, what do you think of my gift for a while?
No, and usually a bride and groom like writes a thank you note that says like, you know, thank you so much for
yada, yada, yada.
The chino. I can't wait to use it at Christmas and when we host holidays and blah, 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 blah.
She's been doing this for a long time because this is kind of hard to track down.
And I think at a lot of weddings, either the groomsman or the bridesmaid is in charge of keeping an eye on the table.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, I put somebody in charge.
Really?
We didn't.
Oh.
But no, I mean, do you really think you have to? Like,
well, mine was at a hotel.
Okay, I was going to say, the people at your wedding, you think are your family and friends.
Yeah, I got married at the Peabody in Memphis, and people could easily come in, grab something, and then roll out. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't at some hall where you had to, like, drive, you know, get into a car. But two things arise. One, if you had it happen in Texas, we think we found the person.
Yeah.
That'll help you. And two, like, it could have been a family member, y'all, which is the slimiest of slime.
Mm. Yeah. Well, would you ever really know?
I think somebody might have an idea. Dang it, we need to hear from someone.
Like, unless everything went missing, how would you know?
Yeah,
how would you know something got stolen?
Yeah, like, I would probably just think, like, Aunt Beth just didn't give us a wedding gift.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the chances? Like, it had to have been a massive She's got to be not doing to family. She's got to be doing this to a lot of strangers.
She
over
is doing it to strangers.
Years of time for this to start adding up.
I see what you're saying, Roy. Okay, yeah. Lorraine, I thought you meant, like, do you think they know who it is? And I bet you if somebody had something stolen from their wedding, they would know, have an idea who stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't Rachel bring that guy that did time for robbery?
All judgmental.
But really, I mean,
judgmental.
Okay, but if the shoe fits, yeah. You also... Ooh. You know?
Yeah, Rachel's new boyfriend had a weird, scruffy beard.
Yeah. And he was walking around with a blender.
He said he got it from the bartender, but we're not so sure. It looked brand new.
I mean, he wouldn't even tip the bartender. You can't trust those people.
Why is Rachel's boyfriend walking around with a pot and pan set? Bread press. We got a couple people on hold, but we'd love to hear from as many people as possible. Did you have something stolen from your wedding?
This is Melissa and Davidson. Something stolen from your wedding. What was it?
Yeah, my maid of honor was holding a purse full of several hundred dollars in cash to give as tips for the service people.
Mm-hmm.
Taken off the table.
Oh,
gone.
No.
Yeah.
And so now, was it someone in your family you think stole it, or?
We don't know. We've always assumed or hoped it was someone that worked for the facility and not family, but we don't know.
So did people still get tipped, or were you just like, well, you took it, so that's yours?
No, of course they still got tipped.
Lorraine,
what?
You think Melissa's going to be like, hey, one of you stole the envelope.
Yeah.
We're not sure
turn
which
them
one.
All against each other and be like, if you guys can figure it out, there's $300 in here for you.
Meanwhile, Cousin Charles like is the one pocketing the cash.
Yeah, making a bet at the racetrack. Yeah.
I'll turn this thing into Hunger Games.
I hate to hear that, Melissa. Well, thanks for calling and sharing.
Yeah, thanks. You guys are great.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
From Denver to Matthews, the Kiss 95.1.
What's going on in your world there, Lorraine?
So I made the mistake of giving my son a certain toy, and now he is making my life a living hell. somebody had given me a microphone as a gag gift. And it makes, like, it's got echo on it and, like, makes all these noises, and you can plug it into something and, like, actually record on it.
Right.
Well, I lost the cord to it, so it's just got batteries now. And I showed it to Cash one day, and he had no interest in it. So I was like, oh, all right, well, I'll show him what it does and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I show him what it does, and he still has no interest, so we put the toy away in the toy chest. Well, my man, in the last 2 weeks, now loves this toy and will not put it down.
Loren took video of Cash singing into the microphone so you guys can get a vibe on what it's like at Loren's house.
Hold on. Before you play this, now, just picture this. We've got, like, this bookshelf that has a flat bump out on it, and Cash likes to get up there now with his microphone
and perform. Yeah.
So not only is he screaming into this microphone, but he's stomping and, like, dancing.
It's his stage.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Listen to this.
Not singing anything, but just yelling yo.
He's a hype man.
Yeah.
Hey, how long does that
him
go
and
on?
DJ Khaled, man.
If he can make that DJ Khaled money, he can do that all day.
DJ, let me add the rap horn and see if it works. Hold on. Let's see. All right, so how long does that go on for?
Oh, gosh, until I take it away.
Yeah, and does he like when you come in and, like, will he, like, pull you into the room to watch
him? Oh, yeah. So that's our new thing is, like, pulling everybody. And you guys know, you've been to my mm-hmm. house. He likes to pull everybody to, like, sit down and watch him. So, this goes on for, like, I don't know, 25 minutes before I can bait and switch him with another toy and then hide the microphone.
All right, let's take calls. We got to get going on this. What toy do you have in your house that your kids love but you find super annoying?
All right, we're talking with Haley in Morganton. Hey, Haley.
Hi.
Hi, what's the toy that you just hate?
I actually bought it for my little cousin, and my aunt probably hates me, but it is a xylophone, and it has little chimey things on it, and he beats on it
through the house constantly.
Maybe it's just a musical thing. Like, do kids just gravitate towards, like, musical instruments that they can destroy our day with?
For sure. And then some kids, like Justin Timberlake, will take that and then pay their parents back by buying them a nice big new house and giving them
a
vacation. And other kids will just continue to torture us with no musical instincts at all.
Well, the best part is that she has two other little boys that have the same other instruments. And we'll join in with you.
Oh, my gosh. It's a parade going down the highway.
She loves you.
Hey, thanks, Haley.
This is Lori in Concord.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Lori. What you got?
Hey. So it was actually my niece's toy, but it was a Care Bear ride-along toy, and it would play the song Care Bears Are Coming. So she would sit there and push it, but then she wouldn't let it go through. So it would be Care Bears, Care Bears Are Coming, Care Bears Are Coming.
It just kept starting over.
That's so annoying.
Thank you so much, Lori.
All right, this is,
Carissa.
Carissa in Gastonia.
Hi.
All right, so what toy do your kids have that you just can't stand?
There's this generic toy that was real popular there for a minute among the baby toys. It's kind of like a video game, so it's got like the stick shift, and it makes a little monkey turn around and move his arms. Well, it started to die out of batteries, so there's a song on there about toucans, and it just plays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The beginning of the song, and then we just repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Play the beginning of the song and then repeat.
I think that's one thing we can all agree on is that it's the toys that the songs just repeat over and over again.
Yeah.
Can just drive you nuts.
But when those batteries start to die out, man, it does sound like those things are possessed by the devil.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. In fact, I'm going to take the audio of your son when it comes Halloween time, and I'm going to make, like, ghost noises with it.
Yeah, I might have a bigger selection for you by then. Yeah. You know what? You can just have the thing.
Maybe Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What's something that dad doesn't know? You know, like everyone else knows, but not dad.
Mom definitely knows.
Yeah.
Maybe your brother, maybe your sister. You had to keep it from dad, and maybe it's been years later.
We have something that we've always kept from my dad.
What's that?
When I was in high school, my mom was going on like her first vacation with someone, and she, with her sisters, she got on a plane and I almost got arrested.
Why?
We skipped school. We went to this abandoned house and plantation.
Oh.
And one of the neighbors called the cops because we were trying to get into the abandoned house because it was supposed to be haunted.
Right.
And the cops showed up, puts us all on the curb, wants to call our parents or we're going to juvie. And
I'm
like, I ain't calling my dad.
Yeah, and my mom's like, on a plane. Yeah, so.
Take me to jail, Ossifer.
That's exactly what I told her. I said, I would rather go to jail and call my dad. Like, you do not understand the wrath that I will be under if I call my dad and tell him that I was here.
Now, wouldn't your dad have just as much of a bad wrath if he had to go pick you up from the juvenile detention center?
Not if I didn't call him. I would rather go missing for like 24 hours and just be released and say I was at a friend's house and get in trouble for not coming home than telling my dad.
What did he want your dad to come pick you up?
He was going to let us go if he could talk to someone. So I called my aunt in Pennsylvania.
That's the move.
Well, my other aunt in Pennsylvania ratted me out to my mom the second that she landed. So, yeah.
And it's always worse because, you know, what your mom heard was that Loren was arrested.
Right. It was all secondhand.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Courtney in Huntersville. What's something that dad does not know?
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so one thing that everyone in my family knows that my dad cannot ever know is that when I was in college, I had a sugar daddy.
And it wasn't your real dad.
No.
He wasn't the one sending you money.
Did your dad think you two were dating, or he not even know about the sugar daddy?
Oh, he doesn't even know. It's really stupid. I was in college. I was like, oh, I'm broke. But if my dad ever knew, I would be mortified. I would be so, so mortified.
Her dad's like, how are you paying all these things? Like, where are you getting all these clothes, all these shoes?
You're going to Cabo and Turks and Caicos.
At one point, he was like,
where are you getting all this money? And I was like, oh, I've just been saving.
Got a really good job, Dad.
A woman after her dad's heart. I've just been saving.
Right.
I've just been using your philosophy, Dad, everything you've taught me.
Yeah, so now it's like a big joke, and a lot of people know, but...
So when you say a lot of people, does, like, Mom know?
Yeah, Mom knows. He definitely, like, grilled me for it, but if my dad knew, I don't even want to know.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, Courtney, thank you so much. Give Dad a big hug this weekend.
704 texted and said, my mom and my sister both hid our pet ball python snake from my dad for years. He never knew. How do you hide a snake in someone's house?
I guess put maybe a blanket over the aquarium.
Dad,
I don't know.
Never goes in your room?
Yeah.
I don't think my dad ever went into my room as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Don't think he ever went in.
My dad came in my room every morning and opened the blinds and said, rise and shine.
Really?
Well, we had room checks. Like, your room had to be clean.
Yeah. Room checks?
You were a Miller. You were bad kids, though.
I was not a bad kid.
Did you drop a quarter on the bed? Make sure, whatever that military thing. All right, this is Madison in Charlotte. Hey, Madison.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're all doing really well. What's something that Dad doesn't know?
So when I was still living with my parents, I had a boyfriend, and me and my mom are really close. So she was letting him sleep over. And one time, he ended up actually catching me.
Ooh.
And I thought that he was out at work, but it was Memorial Day, so he had the day off. And I went to the bathroom, and next thing I know, he went in my room to tell me something.
And the guy was there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was right there.
Oh, so your dad does know.
Well, after that, my mom still lets my boyfriend sleep over without him knowing, but...
what did Dad do when he saw him?
So I kind of just went back in my room, and then he calls me downstairs, and I was just like, oh, and he's just like, what's going on? Like, what is this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a shock for Dad when he sees that, you know? And he didn't call you Maddie that time, did he?
No.
No, it was full Madison,
Gabriella.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got the whole name.
Madison Gabriella Johnson, get down here, please. Breakfast ready?
He's not happy, but he's the type of person, he keeps his cool. He does not let you know that he's mad, but when he leaves, he'll text you, and then he'll call my mom. My mom had to act completely stupid, like she was really mad at me for letting that happen.
Okay, thanks, Madison. These poor dads.
I know.
Man, Anonymous in Huntersville, same situation. Single mama too has a sugar daddy, but the dad doesn't know. Loren.
What?
Why are you laughing?
That's just funny to me. Like, the term sugar daddy is funny in general.
I think they're keeping the sugar daddies away from their dad because they don't want him to befriend the guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I could use a round of golf in Scotland.
Are you following us on Instagram and Twitter? At the MRL Show. Kiss
95.1. We got to get into this golden gem that we found, and that is MTV airing an episode of Made in which our Loren, 10 years ago, was a coach.
How did this come down, Loren? How did you get chosen to be the coach of this girl whose name is Rachel?
So I was living in Florida at the time, but I had already been Miss Pennsylvania, USA, and a MTV producer reached out to me to see if I would want to be part of it. And then you got to put together a little video reel, and they do Skype interviews with you. But they were
looking for someone who had pageant experience to coach this little, how old is she, Rachel?
She was 15 at the time, but I was professionally coaching girls at the time, too.
Yeah,
you're kind of hard as a coach, which kind of rippled its way out on national television to the point where the person that you were coaching on national television ended up writing, I hate Loren, on her forehead.
Hey, to be fair, I don't think I was... I'm a very blunt coach, but I don't think I'm a... Like, I'm not a nasty coach by any way, shape, or form. But the girl that I had was a diamond in the rough.
Okay.
We'll say that.
So Rachel is very tomboyish. Rachel loves her horses, and she doesn't... The pageant thing doesn't come natural to her. So it's Loren's job on this episode of MTV Made, which just re-aired. It's Loren's job to make Rachel this pageant queen. And here are some audio clips. And I'll be amazed if we get through the first one without stopping it.
What's happening?
We're not even 2 seconds
two
in,
seconds in, and I have to stop it. Because, Roy, you have to explain to everyone what the visual is that Rachel is seeing as she's on her farm.
So what's happening is that Rachel is at the farm, and Loren is on a horse in a
beautiful horse.
beautiful gown with a Miss Pennsylvania sash riding up this long driveway because this is your big entrance into the episode.
What an entrance. Here we go.
Well, hello there. Are you Rachel?
Yeah, I am.
Hi, my name is Loren. I'm going to be your maid coach.
That's Loren. She's a former Miss Pennsylvania USA, Miss USA Top 5 finalist, and a professional pageant coach.
Well, I hear you want to be a pageant girl.
Yes.
All right. Well, I have replaced your horse Fire here with a pair of high heels. For the next 4 weeks, as much attention as you give these horses, that's how much attention I want you to give those high heels. Where are those heels?
I threw them.
You threw them? Well, go get them, girl. It's time to get started. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm crying already. If you're just tuning in, it's the Manny Ryan Lorenz show. We are reliving Lorenz's episode of Maid on MTV, where she was a pageant coach for Rachel, who wanted to be transformed from tomboy to a pageant girl.
I don't really watch the news.
Oh, yeah. So let me explain this. Sorry. I'm doing a bad job of hosting. Loren, you coach Rachel on how to do questions and how to do the walk. Is that right?
Yeah. I have to, like, put her through a test to see, like, baseline where she is if I threw her into a pageant tomorrow.
Okay. So she answers questions horribly, and then Loren gives her some advice.
I don't really watch the news.
She just doesn't understand how to answer an interview question yet. I just don't even know where to start.
As of bombing the interview.
overwhelmed.
She was by far one of my most in-depth clients.
Okay.
As if bombing the interview wasn't embarrassing enough. Next, Loren made me put on a bikini and tested my walk.
Let's welcome Rachel, contestant number two.
Hey.
You should be smiling. Pivot turn. Stop. You need to take your hair down. We're going to go from this tomboy image to this girly image.
Yeah. By the way, you're hearing Loren on MTV Made, where she was a pageant coach.
So how was her walk on a scale of 1 to 10 when you started with her?
A negative 3? I don't know. I mean, shoot, I was like, can you walk in sneakers? Let's start there.
Oh, poor Rachel.
Back to your morning commute. Remember the steps. Turn us on, then drive to work. Kiss 95.1.
We have found a gem. We found Loren's MTV episode of Maid. And tell everyone, Loren, what your job was on this episode.
So this was 10 years ago, and it's now replaying on MTV2. I was the actual maid coach that goes in and has to take Rachel from a tomboy all the way to a pageant girl in every phase of competition. It's just me coaching her.
So let's get back into it. Here is another clip of Loren on Maid. Now, you and Rachel, the 15-year-old that wants to be the beauty pageant, champion or whatever, mm-hmm. winner, ultimately, she and you aren't really gelling here.
Yeah, it was a rough start for us.
Okay, let's listen.
I can see that you're frustrated from tonight.
This process is just so stressful.
Do you feel like quitting is an option for you?
I'll just have to think about it tonight.
For me, quitting is never an option.
I really don't want you to quit on me. You have so much potential.
The music is so crucial.
I know. So she wants to quit. You're trying to tell her not to.
Yeah, she's just frustrated with me at this point because I've had her in the studio all day, like telling her to go back to the first mark because she's not doing the things that I'm telling her to do. I've put her through an interview process and she's embarrassed because she can't answer the questions properly. And at this point, she's just shut down. I've worn her out.
And she's crying. And then Loren gives her the whole speech where quitting is not an option. Mm-hmm. We will not quit.
Not. Mm-mm.
We will do this. You will life be Miss Florida.
Life gets tough. Push through.
All right, here we go. Listen to this clip.
All the training and stuff. Just go hang out.
Why are you late? Is there a reason that you didn't call or text me that you were going to be 25 minutes late?
We know that tone.
Maria was upset.
Is there a reason why I didn't know about that? Did you not text me about it? That's the Loren we get.
Is there a reason that you didn't call or text me that you were going to be 25 minutes late? I mean, what's going on? Are you in this or no?
Oh, the horses, you can't really rush.
Rachel, I told you to be here by 2 o'clock, so this is not first priority to you.
Oh. I was so mad.
All right, well, when you want to work, then you call me. Okay?
She's ready. She's just talking.
It's not your first priority. It's not my first priority. Sorry. And Rachel, when you want to take responsibility and you want to work hard, call me, because I'll still be here for you.
This whole thing is bull. She can go home. I quit.
Pissed her off, Lorraine.
By the way, blew past mom. Mom's like trying to sit there and advocate for her. I'm not even hearing it from mom at this point.
I know.
No. You pack up loudly, by the way. Loudly pack up your things and bust out.
And Rachel, when you want to take responsibility and you want to work hard, call me, because I'll still be here for you.
That sounds like you're talking to a boyfriend. And Robert, I'm over here. I'm in the car, Robert. I'm leaving. But Robert, just so you know, when you're ready to become a man and you want to treat me like a real woman, I'll be here. But I'm leaving now. I'm putting the car in reverse and I'm going. Quit going to the gas pedal, Robert. I'm really leaving. What? Did you say so? I thought you said something. You know, doesn't want to leave. I'm playing it off. I'm going now. Bye. Loren Gold. All right, here's the last clip of Loren's episode of MTV Made, where she coaches Rachel, a 15-year-old, to become a pageant queen.
I don't want to go to Bahamas because I have to go to a stupid preppy camp. I want to stay home and ride horses.
I had arrived at pageant hell week. Keep Loren off my case. I did my hair and I
to keep Loren off my case.
Why is everyone afraid of me?
To keep Loren off my case.
I'd arrived at pageant hell week. To keep Loren off my case. I did my hair and I put on makeup, but I still wasn't happy.
I have to say that I'm really happy that you're here.
This is a fresh slate. It's gonna be some intense pageant training, but I think you'll get a lot out of it. Loren's pep talk wasn't convincing. I had no choice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.